2.5 months after severe flooding ruined homes and vital infrastructure, Stebbins is organizing to put recovery funds toward fixing long-standing problems exacerbated by the storm damage. President Obama declared November's storms in western Alaska a natural disaster last month, unlocking federal funds to help the community. KNOM's Zechariah Hughes reports.
Most of the homes in Stebbins don't have sewer or water. The provisional remedy, a honey bucket hauling system, created a serious health hazard when floodwater spilled several across a marshy plain just behind a row of homes, which has since frozen over. Residents and officials were worried what would happen to the contamination when the ground thawed in the spring. Sitting in her narrow office with files spread across her desk, City Administrator Nora Tom said signs of contamination started appearing even earlier.
After the storm, we had close to 10 dogs that were reported that they died, in fact, from being sick, and they had signs of E. coli.
Residents took precautions and threw out household goods and stores of food. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation sent 3,000 pounds of halibut and salmon in response to a request from the IRA for help with community-wide losses of fish and meat in the storm. Morris Nishonek is mayor of Stebbins and says the top priority working with the state and federal funders is the town's water system.
Currently, our water and sewer has been on hold for many, many years. The flood from recent flooding has put us in a situation where the state and the federal have to look in to try and speed the process of getting the water and sewer for Stebbins.
Though water and sewer have been development priorities in Stebbins for decades, local officials are now approaching it as an essential disaster mitigation measure, just like their calls for a protective seawall. A lot of the vital infrastructure in Stebbins is not just outdated, it's right in the path of ocean flooding that's only getting worse as storms intensify, freeze-ups lighten, and the beachfront erodes. The school's large cylindrical gas tanks are just on the other side of a thin, improvised dirt road across from the water. There's still a knee-high, rust-colored watermark from November's flooding on them. Nearby is a thin yellow spigot jutting out of the earth towards the sea ice. It's the hookup for gas deliveries, and it's surrounded by driftwood and a crumpled boat left over from the storm months ago. Mayor Nishonek says that rather than relying on consultants and outside engineering firms for management of the projects, as they did in the past, the city is reorganizing to lobby and labor on its own behalf.
With our group of people that have knowledge of trying to obtain some funding sources would be more of a mark to the community, because the community can be able to stand up on their own and lobby for themselves.
The Department of Homeland Security has helped residents since the storms catalog property damage and should be dispersing funds in the next few months. But the leadership in Stebbins is working on solidifying priorities to capitalize on FEMA money that could make a long-term difference for the community's safety and well-being. The hope is to present a list of needs to representatives in Juneau during this current legislative session in order to spur action in time for the cleanup efforts set to resume in the spring. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zechariah Hughes.